Joshua McPhee is a professional wrestler. His ambition is to make it big.
When you're a professional wrestler starting out, you wrestle as much as you can, and you basically just work until a national TV company signs you, and then that's when you're the full-time wrestler, and that's your living.
In the meantime, he earns money by driving for ride-sharing companies, Uber and Lyft, when he's not competing in matches around the country.
I like driving, too. That's the other thing. So it just works for me.
He says his hours are flexible. He can start at 5 in the morning if he wants to. And since he's not on anyone else's clock, he can quickly arrange travel to wrestling events.
I'll be booked Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but it's up in Michigan by like Detroit. And I either got to get flown or I'll drive out, you know, and I got to leave on a Thursday night.
He says the job also gives him time to take care of his young daughter after school. McPhee came to the Capitol with the group Flexible Work for New York. It's made up of business lobby groups and local chambers of commerce across the state. They've seen changes for gig economy workers happen in other states, and they're wary of some proposed changes in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo, in his State of the State message, condemned the treatment of gig workers, saying the state needs to set up some protections and calling it part of his economic justice crusade.
A driver is not an independent contractor simply because she drives her own car on the job. A newspaper carrier is not an independent contractor because they ride their own bicycle. A domestic worker is not an independent contractor because she brings her own broom and mop to the job. It is exploitative, abusive, it's a scam, it's a fraud. It must stop, and it has to stop here and now.
Cuomo has not proposed any specific legislation. He instead will create a commission made up of appointees from the governor and the legislature. It will look at wages, health and safety regulations, collective bargaining, and anti-discrimination protections. If the legislature does not approve the commission's recommendations, then the governor's own Department of Labor would issue the new rules instead. There's also several bills in the legislature that would add protections for gig workers and change their status. McPhee worries, though, that changes like ones that occurred recently in the state of California, where most independent contractors were reclassified as employees, would actually hurt his ability to work the way he chooses.
Basically, to be a shift worker, pretty much, then that pretty much just takes out the entire point of doing it.
California's law is under litigation. Independent truckers have successfully sued to be exempt from the law, saying it would be impossible for them to make a living if their status were changed. The media company Vox laid off 200 freelancers, saying the arrangement no longer worked under the new rules. Christina Fisher is with the trade association TechNet. She's also a spokesperson for Flexible Work New York. She says the group is not against the idea of the commission, but they want to make sure they have a seat at the table when decisions are made.
We want to maintain the flexibility that these workers enjoy and so vitally need for their lives.
The group says they know the gig economy is not perfect, and McPhee says he is interested in some of the proposals, like one that would require workers receive health care.
Because obviously being a professional wrestler, you get injuries. Like I'm walking on an ankle sprain right now that I got Saturday from somebody punched me in the back of the knee and my ankle popped.
McPhee says in his job as an Uber and Lyft driver, he often provides rides to state government workers, including members of the governor's own staff. He says he hopes that when they make the new rules, they will listen to people like him. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.